B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Shirt.
How we doing?
Patriots.
Patriots.
You got the old school guy on there.
Yeah, I love that.
Look at this.
Okay. Nice.
What's your Patriots shirt?
Good logo.
What do you got, school pictures today?
I got a lot of stuff today.
What do you got going on after work?
I got a lot of stuff. Something going on at DCU. Huh. I got early edition tonight.
You look very handsome.
You got to wear your big boy clothes.
You look very handsome today, Hardy.
Smell him.
Smells good, too.
Smell that.
Very handsome. Nice jacket you got there, too.
Adult.
Nice. That ain't everyday Hardy.
No. That's not everyday Hardy.
I thought he had a blazer on when I first saw him.
Well, I've got a proper sport coat for the.
It says blazer.
You know, for the desk.
Is that a Warwick thing? Is that Rhode Island just blazer?
No.
Like, that's a truck. Chevy blazer.
No.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not even a thing anymore.
Huh.
We'll get to the matchups. Starting with the matchups.
Pardon me?
Jim, did you talk to Zoe at all in the last? Yeah, I figured that. I figured you did.
We're starting with Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, Colin Cowherd on Tom Brady yesterday.
Mm.
A topic that I think is going to pick up even more steam as we get closer to the game.
Yeah, this guy picked Kansas City, by the way, last week. Colin Cowherd on the pregame show. So
I picked Kansas City, too. I did.
This guy didn't.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Shocker.
All right. Let's get to what Colin Cowherd said about the possibility of Tom Brady retiring after the game. I'm not like convinced it's going to happen. I just think it's a possibility, though. I think there's a 1 in 10 chance.
I think there's zero. Go ahead.
Let's say 1 in 20 chance. 5%. We'll put it at 5%. There's a 5% chance he doesn't.
You can't give it zero because what if he suffers some kind of an injury that's different?
Shut up!
No, let's assume
that
it's of his own free will that he gets to the podium after winning and he's healthy and it's not an injury thing that he, because of how he feels, decides it.
Yeah, like, 6 weeks from now, he says that's it.
You know, last year, Adam Schefter said he was not 100% in on the season yet, right? He's contemplating his future, whatever that meant. So I'm gonna give it a 5% chance that he walks away.
Do you give it a greater chance if he wins or loses?
Oh, if he loses, I think there's no chance.
Because there was a chance last year after he lost, and there was no chance the year before after he had won.
Yeah, I don't believe it will happen, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
By saying zero. Is there a chance? Of course. There's always a slim percentage.
There seemed to be a percentage last year after they had lost.
Let me just say this. I think it's far more likely, a lot more likely that it could happen if he won.
Well, that's what we want.
I think he's still in that chase for another one.
I mean, nobody wants him to retire. Let me rephrase that. No Patriots fan wants Tom Brady to retire.
Oh God, no.
But
I don't want to see what's on the other side.
Yes, he wanted to go out on a win and say that's it. You know, go out in a blaze of glory.
Well, I think it would give him like the extra if he's sort of on the edge about it or considering it, and then he wins. I think it makes it a lot easier to continue to think about it and consider it.
I totally agree, and I understand what you're saying because there's nothing like walking away when you're on top. This isn't even like Barry Sanders didn't walk away when he's on top.
And by the way, if he doesn't, I don't think he'll say it that night.
Right.
Is that fair?
You can't.
I don't think he'll do it that, you know, we say, oh, he'll go to the podium and say, see it. No, I don't think it'll happen that night.
There's no way when you prepare and you put as much into it and you're as maniacal as that you just cut the cord emotionally in an elated state after a winning Super Bowl drive or game or whatever you want to call it. But
if he does it, I think it'll be a week or two later. Is when he comes out and says, you know, in an Instagram video, or a TB12.com video.
I understand it.
Like David Ortiz on The Athletic.
We said this last year going into the Philadelphia one, because you look at the brand and you look at the legacy and you look at the beginning, the first dynasty, it's 3-4. Last year would have been 3-4. You know, I mean, we're going to the fourth trip in 5 years here. And it's the Rams that started. It's the Rams that would end it. There's a lot of things that look like, okay, maybe this can be it. But let's listen to what he said.
All right, so Colin Cowherd, you know him, now on FS1. He is both on television, radio.
I might be on a show tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah. That and NFL Network. Yeah. We're starting to build up some stuff here.
I like, you know, we play him. We always mock him for his
delivery.
We mock
phenomenal.
Him for his analogies. He makes a lot of analogies. We always mock him for that. I'm actually a fan, though. I think he's good.
I love his delivery because he sucks you in the way he talks to you. It's like you're four. You know, it's just, okay. Well, I am four. Yeah.
Yeah. So on the Herd, he had this to say about the possibility of Tom Brady. He does not think it's going to happen.
There was a talk show host, still is, named Stephen Colbert. He was dying at CBS bombing. They were going to pull him off the air. He'd been on about 6 to 8 months. The show ratings were in the tank. He was too old and political. That was the knock on his show. Then Trump got to the White House and the American culture changed. Politics is all anything anybody was talking about. Politics was the discussion in America. The culture in America changed. And it moved right into Stephen Colbert's wheelhouse. 2 months later, he had the number one hottest late night show in America. Stephen Colbert was about to get fired. The conversation and the culture moved in his direction. You see it in the NBA, where Dwight Howard's last 7 years, he's been useless. Steph Curry has been invaluable. Change eras, the opposite would be true. The NBA rules and analytics have benefited Steph Curry. Steph Curry is now what everybody is seeking. A small guy, not much size, can't defend, not very strong, but man, can he shoot threes. Dwight Howard centers, professionally, the sport has moved away from them. This happens all the time to lots of people. People are forgetting this. The sport of football has moved toward Tom Brady and, for that matter, Drew Brees. It is now a three-step drop. Get it out quick. Bubble screens. Accuracy. Professionally, sometimes it all moves away from you. And sometimes it all moves toward you. It's moved toward Tom. Win or lose the Super Bowl, he's not retiring.
So Colin Cowherd thinks the game is shifting toward Tom Brady's game. I don't necessarily agree with that. When I look at where the league is going,
it's going the other way.
I think Patrick Mahomes, I think Baker Mayfield, I think these young guys, Sam Darnold, I think of those guys.
I heard Baker Mayfield was a Patriot place the other day.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I just look at the league and I say, that's the way the league is going. That's the way the future is going. Brady's pretty much for the last decade done the same thing. Has Brady changed at all? No.
I mean, look at who just got hired as head coaches because of what? They know Sean McVay.
Yeah.
They know the new, young, hip, 32-year-old coach. That's the way the league's heading. Brian Flores is heading to Miami after this. He didn't spend 20 years as a defense coordinator in this league. The league has changed. It's changed to the young.
Yeah, I don't think it's changing in Brady's favor.
It's not. Brady and Brees are their credit.
Brady, Brees, I mean, Rivers. Brees. Those guys are now becoming like the dinosaurs in the league.
Rivers looks more like a dinosaur than Brees and Brady, I think.
Of course, because Rivers could never move.
Right. But I think Brees can move, and I think he's energetic, and he's, you know.
Brees and Brady can move.
He takes care of himself. Brady's going in a different, you know, down a different road with everything that he does with the TB12 stuff.
And here's the thing with Colin Cowherd's take that I respectfully disagree with. He's saying that just because it's easy for Brady now, or easier than maybe it was 5, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever number you want to put on that, that that's his motivation to stay. Brady already told us a year ago, I have all the answers now.
But
he said on the Peter King podcast that I have all the answers now. And so that indicates it's not the same thing, right? They're not saying the same thing. Brady's not saying the league is adapting to him. But what he's saying is the job gets easier the longer you're doing it. But then after saying that, he went into an offseason where he thought about giving it up.
Did he just say the last Chopra thing? It's so effing hard.
And offseason later, he thought about giving it up. A little bit over a year later in the offseason, he was thinking about it, if you believe those reports. So just because it gets easier doesn't mean guys stick around forever or want to continue to do it forever. And I don't think his motivation is going to be that the league is coming to his style or that what he's doing on a year-to-year basis isn't as hard as it once was. I just don't think that's going to be the case. It's been years since they stopped letting guys hit the quarterback. So from a physical standpoint, that part of the job for quarterbacks is easier than ever before. They don't take a physical beating. We talked about that yesterday with Joe Montana. There's no risk of that type of thing happening. I shouldn't say no risk, but the risk is minimized.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't take the physical beating that you maybe once did in the job. That helps. Right. You're protected. The sport protects you. And what he's doing right now is fabulous. He looks great. And I think he could look great again next year. He could look really good the year after that. At some point, though, he's going to say, personally, for me, my life, what I want to be doing with it, my family, my other businesses, I think this is the point for me to walk away. I've done football long enough.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens to everybody. So I'm not buying this. Not buying this take. 617-779-0985.
No, the league is showing you it's going the other way.
Of Brady walking away. You heard the take from Colin Coward. You heard our take on it. Let's hear yours. 617-779-0985. We'll tell you what's coming up today as well next on Zolak and Bertrand.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Number nine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
9 times. 9 times.
9 times.
You have to just run the clock out. You have to play for overtime now. I don't think you want to force anything here. You don't want to do anything stupid because you have no timeouts and you're backed up.
Brady's in the shotgun, and he's going to throw it.
They're too old!
Tom Shortrop looks left. Throws for Edelman! Touchdown, Patriots! They're back in the lead in Super Bowl 49!
I am the baddest mother on the planet.
Play action fake. Brady fires. Touchdown!
Got the answers to the test now. You can't surprise me on defense.
Look, fires to the right. Touchdown, right side of the end zone to David Gibbons.
9 times.
Driving forward, diving to the goal.
Stronger than ever. We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you. Patriots out!
Super Bowl number 9 for Tom Brady. 617-779-0985. What's the possibility of Tom Brady saying,
give it up for
this will be my 9th and final Super Bowl if he wins.
Excellent.
Nice work.
So I was just happy I got the Ferris Bueller drop in there twice.
Nine.
He had the whole thing
twice.
Done. I'm like, you didn't do Ed Rooney?
9. Great. We've got Bill Belichick today in the 11 o'clock hour. He's going to speak at the podium from Foxborough. I don't know what he's going to do in terms of timeliness. Mm. I don't know if he's going to show up on time or if he's going to show up late, but today they did something different. They gave us a range.
I screwed it up last week.
They told the media there's a range of time he might show up, 11:30 to 11:45-ish.
I thought AFC title week, he's mandatory, he's got to be on time. I thought it was last week.
Well, I mean, what are they going to do if he's not on time for the press conference?
Oh, it used to be. Stacey came out and said they changed it this year.
Oh, okay.
They allowed them to do their own thing with their own times.
No, but really, what would happen if you show up late to a press conference? They're fine you? Punish you, take away draft picks. I should watch myself. Those things can all happen in this league. We've seen that happen for offenses. 617-779-0985. Let's go to your phones. Brendan's in Maine today. Brendan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
I got to say, I agree with your point on the game getting easier for the quarterbacks. I was watching the 0-1 Super Bowl on NFL Network last night, and there were some grown-ass men on that defense of the Patriots. And our first pick six of the game probably would have not been allowed in today's game because Vrabel accidentally hit Warner's head on the helmet, his hand on his head. And Madden commented on it several times. No flag, easy pick, you know?
That wasn't a flag then.
Wasn't it just you notice it when you watch it, and I think I caught some of that last night too. I think everybody caught some of that game last night on NFL Network.
Not high def. It's so hard to watch.
It's not that hard.
I watched it. It's still like the side things.
You forget.
Yeah.
You just sort of forget what the world was like.
Things sucked back then.
Yeah. You just sort of forget. I will say this, it was a more physical game. And I know that was a pretty physical game compared to other games that season.
Sorry, like Bruce.
Right, I mean, that was their game plan going in.
Beat them up.
But you really watched a more physical type of game then. And I know we've all said over the years, well, they changed all the rules in the secondary. Thank you, Bill Polian. Thank you, Indianapolis Colts. But then you go back and see it, and you say, okay, take that part of it out. Take the coverage part of it away. Just in general, everywhere on the field, everybody's hitting each other. Just a lot more contact. What a game it was. What a game back then, Zoe.
Huh.
And you think, you know, you think it hasn't changed all that much, and then you go back and watch a game from what is now, unbelievably, 17 years ago, and say, wow, it really was a little bit different back then. Never mind going back to the early 90s, 80s, 70s, whatever you want to do. Just go back to a game that happened after the 2000, and you can see how much it's changed. Let's go to Tony in Whitman. Hi, Tony.
Hey guys, long time, first time. Love your work and all your insight. Really mean it. Great job.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what. For a couple quick points, we know we'd love to get a couple of the Super Bowls back that we lost. We don't need to go down that road. You guys did a lot of insight. I think when it comes to greatest of all time, when it comes to Tom retiring or not, it comes down to two records. And it's not all about the records, but these are two big ones. Number one, you likely know if you haven't already mentioned it. I think you have. That he's tied for most Super Bowl wins of all time as an individual player. I forget the name of the gentleman from
Charles Haley.
Dallas
Titans. Charles Haley is the guy.
So this victory gives him that record. And then the next big record, of course, is all-time franchise wins. And our friends down in Pittsburgh, they own that record. And you know that Mr. Kraft and Belichick and the coach and Tom would love to have that record too. I think those are the top two reasons why he will continue forward.
Yeah, I don't think he's that concerned with those records. I know that he is concerned with some. I know that he likes to break records. I know he likes his 1,000 yards. I don't think it's enough to keep him in the game. The legacy's intact. He's going to go down as the best quarterback ever.
He's enjoying it. Like, he loves doing it.
We talked to Charles Lee last year, didn't we?
He was really good. He was really good.
Dropped an S-bomb in that interview.
I don't care.
Great. But it was so genuine. He's like, you know, I really like this. Just shooting the bleep.
Yeah, shooting the bleep. You got talk some football.
This guy's awesome.
Yeah, cowboy hat on.
Dog food. He's pushing dog food.
I love that.
Blue something. Blue diamond, right? No, yeah. That's not right. Blue something.
Blue bag.
Blue. Dogs. Zoe's Canine Kingdom.
I'm thinking about it.
$4.95. Rent them.
She buys it. Yeah, that's right.
What was that stuff? This is going to bother me now.
It's called blue.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's just, oh, it is. Blue.
Blue. Blue, yeah, it's just blue. I'm trying to think because Bentley eats the gluten-free stuff. One blue one way, one blue the other. Wait, let me do it. Ready?
Blue.
Look at him up there. He looks like our friend. Looks like your friend.
I thought there's something else to it, like blue. No, blue diamond. That's almonds.
I said blue. I just looked it up. It's just blue.
It's just called blue.
Blue dog food. It's got like a... Oh,
it's blue gluten
blue
free.
Buffalo.
Blue buffalo.
Blue buffalo.
I knew there was something else in there.
Blue buffalo is buffalo what it blows. Was. Blue buffalo.
I'm looking at the bag. It just says blue. Yeah, yep. There's another word on it.
Charles Haley, big dog lover, has a lot of dogs. Yep. He has quite the kill there that he's got going in his yard. Bet you could drop your dog off at his house and he wouldn't mind.
He'd give charge of $25. How's Tangway? Where's his trip at today?
I called him last night. We missed each other. Oh. We exchanged voicemails. So he said he was in Charlottesville, Virginia last night.
And they were at some like Patriots-themed bar. I saw the video.
Yeah.
Charlottesville is a cool town, man. Really beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Steve is in Charlestown. Steve.
Yeah, I was calling about your comment about where the league is trending with quarterbacks.
Sure.
I agree with your point. I just don't agree with the trend. I don't see any of these quarterbacks that can stay healthy long enough to have long-term success. If you look at all the quarterbacks in the league right now that you say are, you know, Hall of Famers, they're all drop-back passers, pocket passers. These mobile quarterbacks can't stay healthy enough to have any success. You know what I mean?
It really is interesting that, you know, in your Final Four, you had the oldest guys, the two best oldest guys, and the two best young guys in it. You know, Goff, Mahomes, Breeze, Brady.
I don't think Goff is the second best young guy in the league.
Well, I think from a popularity standpoint, along with his coach, I think it's the combination of McVay and Goff. Goff was a bust 2 years ago. Absolute bust. Jeff Fisher almost ruined him.
I mean, there's a question in there. Which team has, in terms of coach quarterback, team has the superiority at a coach, yeah, and which team has it at quarterback, or are both right, one right. Of the other? I mean, you look at the Rams, they have a better head coach or a better quarterback?
Head coach.
Probably head coach. I would agree with that.
See, but the quarterback.
What about the Patriots?
The quarterback needs the head coach. I think
you got a better quarterback or a better coach?
Oh, man. See.
we can go in circles for days on that one.
They don't work in conjunction. You know what I mean? And I'm sitting there, and I'm even watching Tom Doran timeouts.
And he comes, he goes,
Bill's 20 yards down. Bill doesn't deal with Brady.
Why does the offense work for the Rams? Is it because of their coach or quarterback? It's because of their coach. Why does the offense work for the Patriots? It's because of their quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, McVay sits there until the 15-second talking to holding his little quarterback's hand.
And if that were the Saints coming into this game, which it should have been,
yeah, the
Saints would have been able to say the same thing. Why are they successful on offense? Their coach or their quarterback? And you'd say their quarterback. That's why. So it's unfortunate because you almost had, and I talked about this going back a couple of weeks.
I disagree with that. I think it's both. The Saints is both because Peyton's part of that offense. Peyton schemes it up and Breeze executes.
Do me a favor, Jim.
He doesn't hold his hand like it.
I like Sean Payton a lot. Give Sean Payton Jared Goff and tell me how that looks.
Not good.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I think if he does it like McVay does it, maybe it works.
I think you're not giving Drew Breeze enough credit. But this is what
Well, no, because he's better. He's better than Goff. I mean, he's much better than Goff. They don't need to hold his hand.
Okay.
They need to hold Goff's hand.
To go back a couple of weeks to the game against Rivers. That, to me, I like because it was one of these old sort of classic matchups with the style that's going out of style. But I'm with Steve. This new style, it hasn't proven that it's going to be a long-term way of doing business in the NFL. It's new. It might be a fad. We don't know yet. It might be that these young kids are just built so differently and have been training from such a young age that physically they're different from their, you know, predecessors. And therefore, they don't get hurt as much. That they found ways to not get hurt or... You know, they just, as their careers go on, they find ways to manage it better. I don't know.
So would you be a better quarterback if you had a coach calling out the formations and the defenses in front of you right up until 15 seconds and said, hey, look to throw this pass because this guy's playing here?
I would be a better quarterback early, but I would never evolve and become a better quarterback.
You'd never become great on your own. And I think because of this
guy. You want a robot or you want a guy that's
never
going to
grow out of this?
Right. Right. At some point, you take the handcuffs off, you know? And that's what McVay's got to understand and learn. I don't know if he can.
But I think there is a reason to explain why. There is a reason behind why people are so desperate to get the McVay copycat coaches. And I think it sort of ties into the conversation we're having right now. Let's follow up on that. Sort of the motivation to get these guys in the way that it's mattered for the LA Rams. We'll talk about that. Get more of your calls in. Coming up at 10:50, we'll check in on the news in Atlanta. We'll see what the news stations down there are covering ahead of everyone from New England heading to Atlanta next week. They're getting you ready for the Super Bowl. We'll check in with our friends in Atlanta. But next, more on McVay, more on the Rams, more your calls. Hardy has headlines.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beatle. Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
When you
know, Maroon 5 had that debut album probably 15 years ago.
Right? Really
Songs
good.
About Jane was the first album. It was like real mellowy, soft, rocky type of stuff. And then since then, they've made 100 songs that all sound the same.
Yes.
They all sound the same. Every one of their songs sounds like the same song.
I'm at a payphone trying to call
They all
you.
Sound the same.
Yeah.
They're very successful.
Payphone.
Kids like them. Soccer moms like them.
McDonald's
do very well as a halftime show. I heard Atlanta. I heard the people of Atlanta are pissed about this.
Well, it's hip-hop central,
I got a ground source there who said the city is pissed.
Well, Travis
Scott
said it.
Because of the Atlanta rap scene and all
What about Travis Scott?
All the people they could have mixed in.
I kind of dig this song.
You're bouncing
on my playlist. This is on my pull playlist.
All right, I'll get back to this point. You know why all these teams, I've thought about this in the last couple of days. I thought this came to me as I was talking to a friend of mine who's a Jets fan, who was just really not thrilled about the hiring of Adam Gase. But anyway.
And what a dick move by their safety at the Pro Bowl, tackling our mascot.
That was a setup. That was totally a setup. That was good.
Had to be because
that was pretty
good. He wouldn't do that.
Leveled him. So these teams are going for these coaches because they look at the Rams and they see a coach who's, he's young, he's energetic, he's good looking, all that stuff that we talk about with Burt Breer. But he's also getting something out of a quarterback and is making a guy who's just a middle of the road quarterback. They're getting a lot more out of their offense because of the coach.
Right.
It's sort of like, you know, making what you've got there better by way of the coach. Football alchemy is what we've got here. It's like a mirage here. He's not that good, but all of a sudden he plays well and their offense scores a million points. It's hard to get a quarterback. There are teams that go decades looking for a quarterback, trying to find the quarterback. And so when they see Sean McVay get what he's getting out of Jared Goff, and it looks sustainable, like it can last. It's not a one-season thing. It's not a flash in the pan. That he can continue to get this out of Jared Goff. Well, then all of a sudden, finding the quarterback is not as important. Finding the quarterback can become easier. You can get a guy who's not that good and make him good by way of a coach. And that's sort of rare. You don't see that happen. Most mediocre quarterbacks sort of peter out. They become backups. They kick around the league for a while, and then they're gone. Jared Goff might end up like one of those guys. Really, if it weren't for Sean McVay. And so these other teams say, well, the hell with it. If we can get anybody close to what Sean McVay is, our job of trying to find the quarterback gets easier. Or what we have as a quarterback might be enough. And they start convincing themselves of that. And that's why they're chasing that. That's got to be their motivation.
And take it one step further. You can't hire that guy as an offensive coordinator because if he has a successful year or two, he's gone as a head coach.
Right.
You might as well just hire him as the head coach.
He's going to go elsewhere and you don't want to lose him.
That's why Kingsbury and Kitchens and Nagy and guys like that get jobs.
And that's what they're chasing. They're not chasing some sort of fashionable trend. They're chasing, can this guy make up for the fact? And it's not true everywhere. But can this guy make up for the fact that we don't have a quarterback? Like, you talk about Kitchens. They don't need to hire Kitchens. But they know what Kitchens has done with Baker Mayfield to this point, and they don't want to lose it.
And if he does it one more year as an offensive coordinator, they're going to lose him
right.
as a head coach somewhere else.
Right. So the hell with it. Let's just hire him right now, Zo. That's what they're saying to themselves. Hire him right now. The Bears. Matt Nagy making Mitch Trubisky better than what he is?
Yes.
Probably. Probably is.
You could tell. You could tell when a guy has it.
And they invested. They spent on going after, you know, draft capital, going after a quarterback. They did it. They sucked. They got picks. They got the guy. Turns out, that guy may not be all that good. But at least they've got something going there because they've got the coach who can sort of get something out of him. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. Josh is on the road today. Josh.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
So I had a point about Brady's potential retirement. Gut feeling says that, you know, if he wins this one, it's a big if point. If he wins this one, he's going to search for number seven. And if he doesn't win this one, he's going to cap off at number six when he gets number six. I think it's going to be, you know, 20, 21, 21, 22, and then he's going to, you know, retire it, call it quits then.
I mean, all the great ones, whether it was Jordan, you hear LeBron talk about the next one. Brady's talked about, Montana has talked about it. You always want the next one, the drive for the next one. At some point, that drive ends, or else Father Time tells you the drive ends. Not many guys walk away when they want to walk away from it. It's a rarity. It really is. Peyton Manning had it set up for him. Not only did he walk away and want it, he knew Father Time caught up to him. Peyton couldn't throw anymore. But he managed that team to a championship, and it was the perfect time to get out. You know, sometimes you just, you know, the namest of the world, you never want to see him in a Rams jersey. You know, you don't want to see Brady in another jersey. You know, say things don't work out 2 years from now, and he wants to still continue to play, but they think he's breaking down. You know, I'll see him go somewhere for a year, Montana in a Chiefs jersey. I know he took him to an AFC title game, but you never won it. Never won the whole thing. It's tough.
Jason's in Nashua. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing? What's up?
Sup?
My reasoning for Brady not retiring is a little bit more simpler, and you guys would probably realize, like, after they traded Jimmy G, the next QB, or whatever the case is, maybe he wasn't the next QB, I don't know, because we haven't seen him play, but I just think that Brady wouldn't do that as not just a football player, but because of how much he loves the Patriots and the craft. I don't think he would get them in that spot where he leaves, whether he wins or loses this Super Bowl, and then leaves them with no backup plan. I seriously think that he's going to come back even stronger next year, and I think even Belichick might even get him a couple weapons. But I don't think that he leaves the Crafts and Bill now even. I don't think he would the Patriots like that.
Well, that's not exactly leaving them high and dry after winning a sixth Super Bowl with the franchise. Like, I'm in my 40s. We just won our sixth Super Bowl together, and I'm going to retire now. I wouldn't put that on him, and I bet he doesn't feel that he owes that to anybody. What, now I got to worry about who your next quarterback is? I got to worry about what your quarterback situation is for next year? I mean, this is a ridiculous run of success. That's not on him. That's not on the quarterback. Yeah. It isn't. Even with him telling to trade Jimmy Garoppolo, because he would have won one more.
Yeah,
one more. What's being said?
One more.
What's being said in Atlanta by the locals ahead of the Super Bowl? We will find out with a news report from Atlanta. Or two, next.
Zola and Bertrand. Midday on 98.5. Making your job suck just a little bit less.
This helps my emotions.
Zola and Bertrand. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Welcome to Atlanta, jacking hammers and bows. Back to the Mackin' and jacking the clothes. Adolescents packing a fold. Knock on the door.
Who is it?
I was happy to know the one with the flow.
Who did it?
It was me, I suppose. JD in the rolls and looters in the cut supreme. Skating down old neck, tucked and lean. I split your spleen. As a matter of fact, I split your team. No blood on the sneaks, gotta keep it so my kicks is clean. I get the cream. Cops see me flick my beans. I'm allergic to doc prescribed antihistamines. Oink, oink,
pig, pig. Did you realize that Lanny was back there? Did you realize Billy Lanny is with us today?
Yeah, he's so fired up to work on a cool show.
I had been told that he was going to be here.
Yeah.
And then I kept looking. I'm like, oh, maybe he's not in today. I know he's got like, something going on later today. Maybe he didn't end up making that switch with Tom. Tom, I know Tom's not here. I totally missed him.
Did you?
He's shorter than Tom, I think. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, a little bit.
He's like, whatever.
A little bit. Oh, nice to have you on board here, Billy. It's great to have you.
He's in there watching Manny Ramirez's old baseball videos.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, I would say, Billy, prepare yourself. This is the type of segment you probably won't get in the afternoon.
Right.
It's
fun.
A little bit of fun.
It's called fun.
It's a little bit of fun.
Non-sports.
Mixing in what we're getting ready for, what everyone's getting ready for. The Patriots are headed to Atlanta on Sunday. They have announced they will have a rally and a send-off Sunday morning in Foxborough. Zoe and Bob Sosi are going to host it.
Yep.
Very exciting. You want any more details on that, Patriots.com.
Oh, Pats.
All right.
All right. So what's going on in Atlanta as they prepare for everyone to arrive in their city for the week?
Controversy.
Oh.
Is what's happening in Atlanta. Big, big showdown in Atlanta. And I'm not talking about Pats Rams.
Roms.
I'm talking about Cola Wars. As Billy Joel, alluded to in his song, We Didn't Start the Fire, Cola Wars, I can't take it anymore. Cola Wars going
on in Atlanta.
Oh, you
mean pop. Pepsi
soda
and Coke.
Pop.
Isn't Coke based there?
Atlanta is a Coca-Cola town.
Atlanta's a big Coke town.
Pepsi is the official soft drink of the NFL.
Right.
Way to make up some ground there.
All right, you know what? This is Coke country. But Pepsi is in town for the Super Bowl. The soft drink maker put up these billboards around town that say, look who's in town for Super Bowl 53. And hey, Atlanta, thanks for hosting. We'll bring the drink.
Ouch.
Pepsi is an official sponsor of the game.
What are these tool bags? Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Yo,
what the hell was that?
Was that John Gruden?
Ouch. What did he do?
Hold on.
It sounded like that caller. Remember when that caller...
Pepsi is an official sponsor of the game.
I don't know what's happening.
And Atlantans have a lot to say about that.
That's not how we do Atlanta. Channel 2's Baron Peterson is live outside of Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
I haven't seen this report, so I don't see, you know, if there's an age gap or anything. But these two are together.
Good chemistry.
Guaranteed.
Both younger.
Oh, yeah. A lot of that in the news.
So you're saying it was a sexual sound.
There's something there between those two.
A little footsie toes underneath the desk.
You sense.
Oh, yeah. And a little something on top of the desk back in the office.
A little sexual tension between the two.
Oh, no. There's no tension. It's silky smooth.
It has been released.
Silky smooth.
Can I have the release noise again, please?
Put that and next to the owl.
What are you guys doing after? What are you guys doing after the show tonight? I'm going to show him my face.
That's right.
We're going to get. All right. Here's the report.
That's not how we do Atlanta. Channel 2's Baron Peterson is live outside of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where the Cola Wars are on. Baron.
Hold on. Time out.
Baron? That's not a name. That's a major appliance. That's not a name.
B-A-R-O-N. Baron or Barrent?
Barrent.
G-X-T. Emphasize the T.
Barrent.
Who names a kid Barrent?
Well, it is one of the great questions of our time.
Sure is
Coke. Barrent. Oh, it sure is Barrent.
Or Pepsi. But at this stadium, for this game anyway, you almost don't have a choice. Business experts say the soda company has spent millions on the sponsorship, but the exposure is worth tens of millions. But will Atlantans be swayed? For you, is it Coke or Pepsi?
Well, I'm Coke till I die.
This is their home turf, and they're not doing anything. I see Pepsi all over the place. I'm drinking Pepsi.
Coke or Pepsi?
For me, Sprite. So I guess
that's Coke.
That's Coke.
That's Coke product.
Coke will chalk that up as a win.
Yeah, I mean, you got a guy there who says Mountain Dew. That's a Pepsi product.
Hey, that's right.
Gatorade is Coke product, right?
Gatorade is Pepsi. Powerade is Coke.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Good answer. This billboard's not too far from the stadium, actually, right across the street.
I don't know if Gatorade is Pepsi.
Gatorade,
but Powerade is Coke.
Powerade is Coke.
Yeah,
that's right.
I don't know what Gatorade is.
Reached out to Coke. Questions to the media have to be put in by email. Have not heard back from them. We're live in downtown Atlanta. Baron Peterson, Channel 2 Action News.
Man, Baron, this is like being invited to your house for dinner and taking the big piece of chicken. All right.
Oh, you know what? my instinct was right. Chicken? What? No, Gatorade is owned by Pepsi. Gatorade is...
Thanks, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were just doing a little something. We were distracted. What was that you said?
It's like being invited to your house and...
eat some chicken. You ever... what kind of... Hardy, you got chicken in your house?
It's like being invited to your house and then dipping into the bedroom with your wife. Yeah.
What channel are these guys?
Where's Parent? Is he looking through the window?
I want to watch these two kids. Just two kids in love. What channel are they on down there in Atlanta? I'm going to make sure we watch that one down there.
For Super Bowl 53. Hey. And hey, Atlanta. Thanks for hosting. Atlanta. We'll bring the drink.
Channel 2.
Oh,
Channel 2. The 4:30
together.
News yesterday.
I'm in on the 4:30 news on Channel 2.
Chicken come in my house. They get eaten.
I like the guy who is easily persuaded. I see Pepsi billboards. Therefore, I will drink Pepsi.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Thank you. There it is. Okay, so that's a big controversy. The Cola Wars.
I like my song.
The Cola Wars are a big problem.
I must have had me 15 them Dr. Peppers.
Hold on. We'll touch base again in Atlanta.
Dr. Pepper's coming.
A little later on. See what else is happening on the local news down
Channel
there.
11 next.
Channel 11.
Ouch. Ouch, she said.
Can listen to that all day.
Do you have the video there? Can I see the video during the break?
Arnie has our headlines. 617.
I just want to see the face he makes.
779-0985, the telephone number.
I didn't make that noise.
Bill Belichick is going to speak in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk a little bit about the Patriots and Rams matchups, how the Pats offense lines up on the defense of the Rams, and really defensively what the Rams will try and do in this game. We'll get to that coming up after these headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.